what do you think it says about the defense that you guys have gone 31 games in a row without giving up a 300-yard passer?
I had no idea, but I know we got good players. We got good coaches. We try to give them the best plan we can. They play hard. You know, when the passing game, when you talk about the passing game, everybody's like, oh, we need more rush. We need better coverage. You know, you really got to combine both of them. You got to have a great pass rush with a good plan, and then you have to mix coverages. And our guys are able to do that, and they're able to get on them tight. And when you get tight coverage and a good rush, it's usually been successful. And a good rush isn't always like a sack. You know, I mean, it's not always just based by sacks. And I think if you look at that, we try to do a good job of disrupting what the quarterback's strengths are. And same thing in the secondary.
Being said, Brady's averaging 346 yards a game. Knowing him as well as you do, does that have any advantage?
You know, I think that they rely on precision. They rely on the operation, the timing, the comfort level of the receivers and where they're supposed to be. The backs, they get the backs involved. They got great backs. You know, obviously we know what Gronk can do. And then working the speed guys in with Cooks and Dorsett and then Hogan and then Amendola coming back. So that's a huge challenge. We know that he's got a lot of comfort in most of those guys.
What do you think Cunningham learned in that preseason game that obviously they're going to try to pick on him and Bernardry? What did he learn and how much is it going to help him in this one?
Well, I think with Zach, I think most young players, the more they play and the more they see things and the more they practice and the better we can coach them, they start to make improvements. And I think that you saw that, the play that he made against the Bengals and the other plays that he made, those are huge plays for us. And I think that's what we expected when we drafted him, was that he could make those tackles. That's a great tackle in space on a good third down back. So, hopefully, he can learn the splits and try to see things of the running back and his release and how the guy's releasing and, what the alignment is and all those types of things.
What have you seen from the development of Bernardry in terms of becoming that all-around linebacker?
Yeah, I think the overall thing, the biggest thing, has just been his leadership, his demeanor out there on the field, his communication, his understanding. It's not easy going from one position inside to another. It's a completely different look, completely different side, different calls, different checks. And he's embraced it. But being a young player and looking at him over the past couple years, his leadership has really skyrocketed in his communication.
Is there been a moment, either the first two games or during practice, where you really felt like JJ was back?
Well, I mean, I think JJ's been back for a while, and I think that he's working his way back in, not only just to our defense, but him. He's out of football for a year. And so, he plays just as hard as I remember, and he's being just as disruptive. I think that, anytime you look at, guys that have sack numbers, it's when you're getting sacks. There's a lot that goes into it other than that. I mean, there's a lot of times where Dalton had 2.5 seconds to throw and he's launching it out of bounds and, we win. And that's not a sack. But to me, on the look at the last play of the game, nobody got a sack, but he also dropped back and threw it in about 2 seconds and threw it out of bounds. So to me, that was just as good as pass rush as anything else that we could possibly get.
He said that he felt a difference from week one to week two. He said he kind of felt like himself finally. Did you notice that?
Well, I mean, I try to watch the whole defense. I mean, I'm trying to watch and see where guys are, in our defense, where we can put guys the best, to make plays and help us. And JJ knows better than anybody. I think that's a great point, is to ask JJ, how he's feeling, because he's the one that knows, probably when he wasn't right last year, when he wasn't right with the back and how it feels. And so if he's feeling good, then we're feeling good.
I guess JD back up to linebacker. How's he fitting?
Yeah, I mean, he's fitting in fine. I mean, he's out there, he's played in the first two games, he's getting getting a lot of reps, got opportunities, had a great practice yesterday. JD knows we expect a lot from him. Put him in different spots, whether outside linebacker, down inside, wherever it may be. JD, he puts a lot into it. He had a good practice yesterday, and we'll need another good practice today to get ready for Sunday. Well, you try to put disruptive players in places to be disruptive and to help us and help themselves, and that's all we're trying to do every week. And he has been. He started the season with that.
Gotcha. Having to replace Brian Cushing, how tough is that just in terms of what he's meant to the team?
Yeah, it's toughness, leadership, physical player inside. You don't really ever try to replace guys. You try to get the best guys out there each week to win the game. And so we never looked at it as we're trying to replace Brian. We try to look at it as what happens. You move McKinney over, you put Cunningham in, Cole plays a little bit. That's where we do.
Have you recognized Bernardrick's teammates believing in him, trusting him, having confidence in that growing over time?
I mean, I think so. I mean, he's pretty much started since he's been healthy as a rookie. So, you know, he had a great year last year. We expect a lot out of him, just like we do all our players.
Mike, how was it? You know, y'all threw the ball to J.J. It was great 1 year, and then you stopped. And yet you were able to do it all the time, other than your great receiving talent. How did you continue to catch touchdown passes, knowing every time you went in, they were going to throw you the ball?
I think, John, with all due respect, I think we probably ought to just talk to me being a coach and worrying about the Patriots. We can have a beer sometime and talk about my receiving exploits at a later time.
They never stopped you. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, listen, we got a huge challenge. I mean, I'm not going out there on a goal line. They know I'm not going out on a goal line. They're not preparing for any goal line passes. So we got to stop Tom. We got to stop a bunch of great weapons on offense going in there. We haven't had any success against them. You know, that's where the challenge is.
But they always have so much success throwing to their backs. Is that, do they look for the receivers when they come here, or they develop?
I think they have a certain guy that they like. They got a sub back, and they go, and the scouts look for this type of guy. And it's been all the way back to Kevin Faulk. You know, it's like, here's Kevin Faulk, here's Woodhead, here's the next guy, here's Lewis, here's White, here's Burkhead, and right on down the line. And that's what they've done over the course of the last 15 years going back to Kevin Faulk. I mean, when things weren't great, I knew that they were throwing to Troy Brown and Kevin Faulk. And that continued with, you know, Woodhead and Welker, and on down now to, you know, Edelman, Amendola, those guys in the slot, and the receiving backs.
Texans haven't had success against the Patriots up there. Does the Patriots, does that help mentally? Some of the guys are like, wait a minute, can we do this? How do you help them deal with that?
I mean, I think you show them the how close we were at times. I think that you look back at the way we ended the first half last year with a goal line stand, opened the second half with a three and out. Those are the things you look at and you try to show them. Try to show them how we practiced against them in the summer when we lined up against them. You try to show them those things as how close we are. And if we can just get a turnover here, we can get a, you know, another three and out and make them punt, that you know, keep giving the offense a chance. You know, that's how you gain, that's how you build confidence for them.
One of the types of players that's had, not that many players have had a lot of success against Belichick in his career, but one of the players that types of players that has his mobile quarterback, Russell Wilson, Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. As a defensive coordinator, what types of challenges, like if you were playing, if you were getting ready to play one of those players, how would you be approaching
that?
But
we're not playing Tom Brady. He's going to be 7.5 yards behind the center. I can promise you. He won't leave unless somehow we force him to. He'll stand back there and he'll keep his feet square and he'll point his left shoulder to wherever he's throwing, just like he tells all the young quarterbacks. Stand there, you want to throw accurate, point your left shoulder to the target, and keep your feet square and throw the ball. So we're not, but that's the great thing is I don't have to worry about trying to defend a mobile quarterback this week. We will down the road.
And to that end, when you're going against a team like the Patriots with Brady, and it's so much about precision and execution, even if you guys know what's coming, is there ever a challenge that it doesn't matter, they just execute anyway?
Well, I mean, I think that's always the case. I mean, that's why you play. You try to win one-on-one matchups. I mean, this league is all about it. They're going to have a receiver on a DB. They're going to have a back on a linebacker. We're going to have a defensive lineman on an offensive lineman. Who can win those one-on-one matchups? Can we rush? Can we cover? Can we stop the run? All those types of things. And I think, you know, they're going to try to, you know, run their offense. We're going to try to run our defense. And this game just mostly comes down to one-on-one matchups, and we got to win more than they do.